Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Simcha ben Nechagidol, Baruch HaTzlach, HaMasa Yadav, M'tavid Henech Mordechai, ben Frida Simcha. The Gemara in Gittin Adav Chof Amid Bey says, Ba'aminei Rav Meir B'nachem, Rav asked B'nachem the following shayla, Kosev Laget Al Tash El Zav, V'armela Skabli Gitech V'Skabli K'suba Sechmal. If a person writes a get on a plate of gold, and he says to her, "Take, accept this as your get, and accept this as your k'suba," what's the din? So the answer is, Rav Nachman says, N'skabli Gitech N'skabli K'suba. So they were both received. It's a good get, it's a good k'suba. If somebody gives her this get on a plate of gold, and he says that the get is received, this is your get, and the rest should be your ksuba. So the get is received, and the ksuba is received. And the Gemara is medayik, tamidik ishar, the reason is because he says, then the rest should be for your ksuba. Halek ishar, but if there's nothing else, loi, then it doesn't work. In other words, it only works if there's some left over for the ksuba. But the place of the get itself, that has to be for the get. So Rashi and Tos explain that the nidon is that he gives to the get b'taras piron chov v'lob matanag amur l'shem gerushin. And the suffix of Rava is, if because of this it's not considered nesina, because he's giving it to her mishum piron chov, and not just a matanag amur l'shem gerushin. Or no, maybe it is considered nesina. Rav Nachman says that it is considered nesina. It says Niskabla Gita and Niskabla Ksubasa. The Rashba's Tameya on this parish and this explanation, because since he gives her Gufo Shel Get Luxubasa, so it's Oisies Porchos Bavir. It's like the letters are flying, floating up in the air, because the tas itself, the plate itself, is Alts Ksuba, and then the letters have no place in the world of Get to be lying. So Mamela, the letters are floating in the air. So the Rashba isn't thrilled with this idea, and therefore he's mefaresh that since he tells her this and she accepts it, it's like he's telling her his kabli gitech umachli ksubasech. He's telling her, receive your get and be moichel your ksuba. Divrei Rashba tzrichim biur, and the Rashba's words require an explanation that he's telling her to accept your get and be moichel your ksuba. Because if Rashba is right, what's the suffix of Rava? What's the shaila of the Bechlau? Hiskabli gitech umachlik subasech. Ma'o suffix of the Rava? What's the suffix then of Rava? And what's he thinking when he's proving from the Braisa that it doesn't work? The Gemara says, Eisvei, hiskabli bitech only v'sha'ar. It works. Otherwise, it doesn't work. And it's dochak to say that was his suffix. Is he asking her to be mochel or not? And maybe he's saying be mochel on the ksuba, or maybe he's saying accept this as your ksuba. On the tzad that it's accept this as your ksuba, it's no good. Except that it's mochel, it is good. That's a dochak to say that. We also have to understand that it's mavur b'divrei Rashba, that if he gives a get shelo b'taras gerushin rak l'tzarech davar acher, so it's considered osios perchos ba'avir, the letters are flying in the air, the letters are floating. In other words, he has to give gufo shel get l'shem gerushin v'lo l'shem piron chov v'chayotze b'zeh. So we have to understand Rav Chaim Shmulevitz in his Shari Chaim in Simen Chov Zayin in Anaf Aleph explains b'shitas harashba gabe koisev la'avdo atzimcha v'nechosai. If he writes to his Eved that you yourself and my Nechassim, or all of my Nechassim, are acquired to you, famous Gemara on 8b. When I grew up, I lived at 9b, so there's people one floor beneath me. And also, if a person writes to his Shifcha, Tsi'ibo Viskachibo, that he writes her a shtar and he says it's a Shichur and you should also be Miskadeshes with this. And also that's Mem Amid Aleph, and also Mem Beis Amid Aleph, HaKoisev Nechasev L'Shnei Avodav. So in all of these instances, Baal Korcheinu Medar Zogin, we have to say that Koidem Chayil HaShichur, first is a Chalos Shichur, and afterwards there's a Chalos Kinyan and Kedushin. First comes the Shichur, and then comes the Chalos Kinyan or the Kedushin. Now, the Haknos HaNiyar is not for the get. The Haknos Niyar is for the Kinyan Nechassim or the Kedushin. Because if the Haknas Niyar, if the giving over, the transaction of the paper, was for the get, then the Kinyan wouldn't work. Why? because the shtar was already poel the shichur, and the eved was already kone, and now it doesn't work for the chalos kinyan. It's too late. Once it's already poel the shichur, it can't work for the chalos kinyan. Like the klal of the Rashba, the famous Rashba in Adarm Daf Chav Tes Amar Aleph, for those who know Shas and Rishonim. So Rav Chaim explained there that the Eved is kona the shtar just for the kinyan nechasim or for the kedushim, whatever it may be, and the get shichur, it's enough to have nesina be'alma. So the kinyan only is chal. First there's the scene of the get shichur, and then there's the kinyan afterwards. Ayin sham. Again, this is in the Sefer Shari Chaim and Simon Chod Zayin in Anaf Aleph. Be'inyan Lav Kruz Gita. So we learn Alkol Ponim that even a get given for something else is effective. This is called v'nasan. Remember, this get is being given for the kinyan, right? For the kinyan achasim, or for the kedushin, and it's still called v'nasan. It's not being given for the gerushin. It's being given for something else. Why then benitan haget lepiron chovo? Do we say it's osios parachos bavir? Just like you can give the get for the kinyan achasim or for the kedushin, and it also works for the shichur. So too, why can't you give a get for the piron chov, and should also work for this woman that she should be divorced? And therefore, it would appear that the pshat and the Rashba is not like their pashtus. The pshat and the Rashba who says that the get is given in the Hiskab Legitech Umachlik Subasech is not Kipshuto. In the Ktsos, in Simen Reish Mem Hei Siv Katan Gimel, he writes, Bidas Hanamuka Yosef Bebova Basr Kuflamet Chesamet Aleph, Obedivre Harama Bechoshin Mishpat Besimen Reish Mem Hei Siv Yud, Gabe Misha Hifkir Nechasif, somebody was mafkir his nechasim, and he had people to whom he owed money. That if the Baal Choyv is goyve min hefker koydim shezacha boy acher, if the Baal Choyv collects from hefker before somebody else is zoche, the din is that ratze b'choyv anoit loy ratze zoche min hefker ke'acher. If he wants, he can take it al tzchov. And if he wants, he could be zochem in a hefker, like someone else. Ukedin, like the din of somebody who's noisein mat neshchiv mirah lebal choyv. The ratza bal choyv noit leba choyvoy. Ratza mat nasa lotlo, you have the option. You could take it al tzchov, or you could take it al tzmatana. But la'achar shezacha boy acher, after somebody else took possession of these items, that he can no longer be zeicha me'ahefker, and he can only take them b'choyvoy. Why? Because these nechasim are meshuabadim lo. Therefore, in such an instance, niftar ha'loive me'choyvoy b'kach. The loive is pater from his chov. So beforehand, you have the option of taking it al tzchov or al tzmatana. But now, nochdem, you only have the option of taking it after somebody else was zoche. Now it's meshubet to the malchoyv, and then he takes it out piron chov, and that's it. But the sma, this is all brought in by Rav Chaim. The sma in Simen Reish Mem Hei Sif Katan Yud Ches writes b'das hanemuka Yosef that even Shezocha ha-malva min ha-hefker, even if the malva zocha min ha-hefker, the loiv is still pater michovo. Ayin sham b'ktsos ha-choshen, shekosev ha-tam, shekev, and shebal choiv goyve min ha-hefker. since the Baal Chov collects from Hefker, lo matzi liskas bo b'toras Hefker, he can't be zocha b'toras Hefker. Why? Because it's meshubit to him, he has a lien on it, and memeil it has to be taken as a piron chov. Ad kan, ube emes, das haktsoys hachosh and tzrichim iyun koshe. We tzricha iyun koshe requires great understanding that since when he collected it from somebody else who was already zocha in these items, the loves pater mehis chov, even though he was mafkir it, because he's taking his shibud hachov. So maishna, why is it any different if he's zoche b'toras zichia min hefker, that the loiv is not nifter michovo? V'arei sof sof shiabut hachov unotel. Sof sof he's taking his shibud hachov. So since he's taking his shibud hachov, it should count as a chov. What does it matter that nobody got it? If somebody else got it first, then it's only as shibud chov. It's only as a chov because it's meshubet to the chov. But if he got it first, then it's not meshubet to the chov. Why not? It's still meshubet to the chov also if he got it first. V'akol panim kishibal ligvos min halakuchos shelakcho lachar hefker yomru lo gvei chovcha minichse hefker. And Al Kopanim, when he comes to be Goveh from the buyers who took it, from the people who took it, the Lakuchos, who took it after the Hefker, they can say to him, Gva Choivcha Minichse HaHefker. Take your chov from what's hefker. In other words, when people bought other items and from this person who owes the money, and now he wants to go to these lakuchos and he wants to collect from these lakuchos, so let the lakuchos, let these buyers, these are the buyers, correct myself, let him say to these buyers, let the buyers say to him, collect your chov from Nichse Hefker. What are you coming to us for? Go to Hefker. Go to Hefker. First you have to go to the B'nai Chorin. First you have to go to the free, the unencumbered items. And then you come to what was bought. See, right, maybe we bought it afterwards. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because you don't go to us because we're last, because you have to go to the first, go to what's Hefker. So it's very difficult to understand why this person, first of all, when he takes it from Hefker, he can say that he's taking it not als priyas chov, but stam is a matana, but it's meshubet to the chov, just like after somebody else takes it, it's meshubet to the chov when he takes it. So to now it's meshubet to the chov when he takes it. So why is it? Why can he take it out to matana? And also when he comes to collect from the kuchos and say, listen, Ploni owes me $1,000 and he sold you this field, and now I want to take this field from me, I want to take this field in lieu of my debt, in lieu of this debt. So let them say to him, why don't you go to Hefker? Why are you bothering us for? Go to Hefker. So we can explain as follows. This is Reb Chaim, that above Mitziah 9 Zayin Amid Beis, Rebbe says, somebody who lends 100 zuz to his friend and then he repays him zuz by zuz, it's a piron, but he can have taromis. He has a complaint. What are you giving me zuz by zuz? What are you giving me piecemeal? And the shach and simanai doubts if kut yitzayin is mefarish b'das harosh shadafka baratzen hamal v'yochol lefreya zuz zuzah. That if the malva wants, he can pay him back zuz, but he can't force the malva to be makabel a piron in such a way, in such a manner. He can't force the malva to accept it. in such a manner? Then why does he have a tiremis? Why does he have a complaint? He accepted it. The answer is he wants the piro, because he's afraid he's not going to get paid at all. And yeah, I've lent money to people, and it's hard to get sometimes people to repay loans. Sometimes people b'chlal don't repay. So what are you going to do? So you take what you can. So look there in the Shach, who explains that the Chiddush of Rava, who says that it's considered a piron, zuz by zuz, is that we shouldn't say sheyochol liton, shekol kama shelo parata kol hachov, harei hu etzli b'torat pikadon. We shouldn't say that he can taina, that as long as you haven't been parea the whole chov, it's with me, b'toras pikadon. It's with me as a pikadon. V'komash malon, shekevan shenotlan, harehu piron b'diavad. And the chiddush is that since he takes it, it's considered b'diavad a piron. In other words, the lender can't say that when you're giving me this zuz, it isn't payment. It isn't payment, it's just a pikadon. And the chiddush of Rava is that no. Since he takes it, zuz by zuz, it is considered a piron. Ayin b'zebetumim, there in Sifkot and Tes, and Siman Ayin Dalet. So we have to understand, since it's piron b'di'eved, why can't he be poireya bal korchoy de malve? Why can't he force the malve to accept it? The Rush says it's dafka baratzon hamalve, but he can't force the malve. But if it's considered piron, why can't he force the malve? So it would appear begedra advarim as follows. Shebevadai she'etzem apiraon bezuza zuza. To be poireya zuz zuz is a gitta piroin. Ela, shebe piraon chov yeshnam dinim v'tnaim sheyisodam bezchut hamalve shemezchuto shelo yifra ela bedinim v'tnaim elu. That there are dinim, there are laws, there are conditions that are founded on the rights of the malve, that the schus of the malve is that the loan should only be repaid under these laws and conditions. And this piroin of zuz zuz, even though es is gerufen a piroin, zenikra piroin shmo piroin, mikivan shesof sof b'chol pam nifra miktzat mehachov, since at the end of the day, every time a little bit of the chov is being paid, nevertheless, so it's called a piron because it's being paid. Nevertheless, the malve has a schus to receive payment for all of the loan at once. And therefore, if he's makablam b'daito meretzono, it's considered piron gomer. So, it's called a piron. He has a schus to get it all at once. But if he accepts it, midaito meritzono, tzibislach, tzibislach, piecemeal, little by little, that's also called a piron. Aval. Bal kolchenu. Lo mehani, shemizchuto, לטבוע ולקוף הלובש יפרנו פירעון גמור שנשלמו בו דינה ותנאיו. But he can't force the malve to accept it like this, because the malve has a schus to be koveya, to be toveya, excuse me, and to force the love to pay him a piron gamor, shenish lebubo called denav tinav, tanav, that he has to pay him a complete payment in which all of the dinim and tanaim are being fulfilled. Vinira'od. So that's step number one. Step number one is that he has the right to demand complete payment, but he can agree to take it little by little. But he has the right to demand complete payment because that's the din, that's the tanai of this loan, and he has the right to demand it. But you can't do it bal korcho. So it is payment, but not against his will, because he has every right. He's a schus, the malv is a schus, to be tove everything at once. And it would appear, moreover, that for the piron of zuz, you need to come on to the din of mechila. Mishim shekevan shelo nishlamu bo tanai piron. Since the tanai of the piron wasn't fulfilled, it's not considered a piron, even b'diavad. And you need to come on to the din of mechila. There has to be a din mechila when he's getting only zuz by zuz. Just the mechila is not al guf hachov. The mechila is al zchuyot hamalve lekabel pirono b'tanav v'dinav. The mechila is on the zchuyos, on the rights of the malve to be mekabel his payment according to its conditions and laws. So it's not a normal mechila. Normally, when we talk about a mechila, we talk about your mochel lechov. Your mochel when somebody owes you. Here we're not talking about it being mochel lechov. We're talking about being mochel the right to receive his piron. B'tanav v'dinav, I'll pay the conditions and the laws. And once he's moichel on this schus, so memeila it's considered a piron gomor. V'nafgamina, shegam b'malve b'shtar, even if someone's malve b'shtar, the sheet of Rabbeinu Yeshaya was as gebrengt in the Tur and Simon Yud Beis, that mechila doesn't work without a kinyan. B'malve b'shtar, and also Mal Vala Mashkon, that Mechila is not Moyel. Nevertheless, here Mechila will be effective. Because here, the Mechila isn't Al Guf HaChov. The Mechila is only on Zchuyos Tnei HaPiraon. The Mechila is on the rights of the conditions of repayment. And for this Din Mechila, there is no Nafgamina when he's toifes a mashkon, or when he's holding on to a shtar. So when do you need a kinyan for the mechila? You only need it when it's on the etzem kinyan, the etzem piron. But not when it's on the conditions of the piron. Okay, so Baruch Hashem, we saw, we learned a lot of important things in this shir. Yesodos, and kashas in the sugya. And our goal, Amir Tashem, next time is to continue forward and ultimately to come and explain Pshat and the Rashba. That's what we'd like to do. In the meantime, I'm going to give ourselves a bracha that we should be zoche. Lil modu lalamed lishim rabalasos. Ulekaim is called Dibre Salma Tarasa Biahava. And give ourselves a bracha that we should be able to continue. We should have the financial means and the Simchas Chaim and the Koach and the Moach to plow forward. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.